Begin the current daf, Masechta Sanhedrin daf Dalet. Begin on the top line of the Amud, but the Gemara continues on the theme of the previous daf regarding when we had this machlekes. Although our Mishnah said dinim amnis b'shleisha, a Braisa quoted a different opinion that of Rabbi that says actually dinim amnis is b'chamisha, is with five. An explanation that ultimately was given was because Rabbi learns the pasuk asher shina lekim, which if let's say we're not Dershin Tchilis, so we say like Rabbi Yonis and it says three times the Likim, the first one you're not going to count, so you have two times the Likim, so that tells us you have to have two judges which are Smuchin, and the third one is because you can't have an equal amount. Rebbe, however, learns that it says Asher Yershiun, which is plural Elikim, which tells us that Elikim de la Mata is two. So to the other time it says Elikim also refers to two. Two plus two is four, you can't have equal, therefore makes a total of five. Whereas the Rabban hold that although it says the way you read it, Asher Yershiun, which is plural, but it's written Yershiun, which is in the singular, which therefore tells us each time Elikim is only one, not two, and therefore one plus one is two, and then you can't have an equal amount, therefore making it to three. That's the machlekes if you have to have three judges or five judges. On that theme, continues the Gemara, Amr Yitzchok Bar, and the Gir says, Bar Yosef, Amr Yechanan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Royetz, Ubei Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva, Kulu Svil Hu Yesh Em LeMikra, they all hold to this opinion that we give primacy to the way something is read, meaning we go based on the way it's read, and that's the primary element that in a pasuk, because there's something how it's written, and then there's also how it's read. As the Gemara explains, Rabbi Hadamar, Rabbi is what we just said in the previous stuff, where although it's written Yarshion, which is singular, but it's pronounced as if there was a vav over there, Yarshion, which is in the plural, and that's how he comes to the conclusion that you have to have five judges. You see, he goes based on the way Lemikra, in contrast to the Rabbanu who disagree and hold Yesh Im Lemesiris, which is how that it's written. Rabbi Yehuda ben Roya, it's the Tanya. Where do we find he holds to this concept Yesh Im Lemikra? Like we learned in the following Braisa. Shalot Tamidim Rabbi Yehuda ben Roya, the students asked Rabbi Yehuda ben Roya, Ekra anot, I could pronounce, when it says a pasuk in Vayikra, where it talks about the tumas leida, when the woman has certain ritual impurity upon the birth of a child, so it says, im nekeva seled, so if she gives birth to a female, vitama, she becomes ritually impure, shivim, the way you read it, it reads shivim, but that's the word, shin vez ayin yod endemem. So she becomes tummy shivim kinidasa, like the pasuk there it says, like her ritual state of impurity when she's menstruating. Now the pasuk doesn't write it shivuayim in the full wording. If it would write it, if it wanted to clearly say that it's for 2 weeks, so therefore say the students tribute me right. It's yachal teyu ledes nekeva. So you could think to say that if a woman gives birth to a girl, tameya shivim, she's tummy for 70 days. So how do you know that it's not for 70 days? Because the way it's written, it should be read 70. So Amalhan, he said to them, no, because Timei, the Pasuk makes Tamei, after a woman gives birth, for 7 days, Vitiher, and makes her pure, which is called Zimei Tahara, which even if she sees blood, she's actually Tar, for a period of 33 days, Bezachar, by a male. Now, so too, Vitimei, there's a ritual state of impurity for Shvuayim, And there's also Betir, and there's this days of purity of 66 days, Benekeva, by a female. So you make the following comparison, which will conclusively tell us it's Shvuayim, it's 14 days, 2 weeks, and not 70 days, because Ma'akesh Atir Bezacha, just like we find by the Yimei Tarava when she gives birth to a boy. Benekeva, Keflayim, by a girl, it's double, meaning it's 33 days by the male, it's 66 days by the female. So too, when we have Yimei Tuma by a male, which is 7 days, so it's going to be double by when she gives birth to a girl, and therefore that's how we know that it's not Shivim, but Shivuayim, instead of the boy, it's 7 days, and the double by the girl, which is 14 days, which are 2 weeks. That's how we answer them. After they left, Yotzu Machzachrem, he went after them to gather them back, and Amalam, he said to them, but you don't need the answer I gave you to prove that it's for 14 days, because Shivuayim Karinan, the way we read it, the way the Messiah is given over the reading, not the Messiah of how it's written, is 14 days, is 2 weeks. And V'yeshem LeMikra, and he says, in this primacy for how we read it over how it's written, and that's how we know, not because of the logic that I gave you, but because that's how it's read, which is 2 weeks and not 70 days. So you see, he holds Yeshem LeMikra. Beishamah Titnan, where do we find Beishamah holds Yeshem LeMikra? As we look in the Mishnah Masechta Tzvachim. Beishamah, they say, Kol HaNitanin HaMizbeach HaChitzin, all the gifts of blood from a carbon that are put on the outer mizbeach, which referred to the carbon oilo, carbon shlam, carbon asham, which initially they require what's called shtei matanos shehen arba. They require two gifts, two throwings of blood, which are four. How that is because you do it on the corners, so each corner has two sides to it, and you do it on the diametrically opposed corner, which will be two, that is four. So the halacha says b'shameis, but if shenasnu b'matana achas, but let's say instead of doing these two which are four, you only do one throwing of the blood on the outer mizbeach, keeper, that will be an atonement, it will work b'diyavet. Like it says the pasuk in Devarim, v'dam zevachecha yishavach, that the blood of your carbon you should pour. Pouring sounds like one pour, which you see it's enough with one gift of blood. But says b'shamu b'chatas, by bar carbon chatas, a sin offering, shtei matanas. There, although initially you need to have four, but b'di'evet, to be ma'akim, you have to have at least two. There you can't have just with one. Well, Beis Hillel disagree, and they say, no, af b'chata shenosnu mevetona achas keeper, even the karma chatas, which although you should have four corners, if you end up doing just one gift of blood, it also will create an atonement. Now, Vam Rav Huna had explained my time to Beis Hillel, what's the reason, Beis Hillel, that they hold by karma chatas, that you need to have two? Because the pasuk says, in the context of the carbon chatois, it says karnois in one pasuk, the horns. Another pasuk says that by carbon chatois you should put on karnois, the horns. Another pasuk says karnois, the horns. So hare kan sheish. So each karnois is plural, which is two horns. So it says it's six times, six horns. Which that's also teaching us the Yesh'im Lamukra, because although that it's written chaser, but the way you pronounce it, the way you read it, is in the plural. So therefore you see he's giving primacy to how it's read. So that makes for a total of six corners. Arba le mitzvah, four of them out of the six tell us because that l'ketchila, the mitzvah is to put on four corners. V'shtayim, the extra two, tells us la'akiv, that b'diyevet at least, to be ma'akiv, that will hold with all the validity, has to have at least two of the corners. Whereas the b'shilayim, they say no, karnas, the way as we see written in the words of the Gemara, only one of the three terms are written with a vav, which tells us plural, but the other two are written chaser. So if you read it karnas, although it's read karnois, but the way it's written is karnas, that's harikan arba, that's only for a total of four corners, because you have one, and two. That tells us, gimel mitzvah v'achas la'akev. That tells us, out of the four horns, three are telling us the mitzvah, and the fourth one, which is the fourth, that you should have four corners, that fourth one is telling us that one is going to be ma'akev. You can have to have at least one corner, but one is enough. You don't have to do four gifts of blood. Now, that the Gemara asks, but why? If according to Beis Shammai, that where it says karnas by karma chatas mizbech achitzen, which again, as we said, that those are the three psukim, where by the se'ar of a nasi, it says karnas chaser, by the kivsa of a yachet, it says karnas mole, and by the se'ir of a yachet, it says karnas chaser, that is where we have these psukim, because in contrast, although it says by the par of Kohen Mashiach and the helim davar, those actually, you can't use those psukim because that's by Mizbech HaPanimi. That's by the inner Mizbech. We're talking about the outer Mizbech. Where there, everyone agrees actually in the Mizbech HaPanimi that even Matana Achas Ma'akeves Ben, even if you don't do, if you're missing out even one of the gifts of the blood, it will withhold the validity. Now, whereas Beis Shammai is going after, we're explaining their machlekes in the Mizbech HaChitzen, Beis Shammai goes based on how you read it. So the question is, let's say according to Beis Hillel, Kulul Mitzvah. If he only comes out for a total of four, in contrast to Beis Shammai who has six, so Beis Shammai uses the first four for the mitzvah of having four corners, and the remaining two is ma'akib. According to Beis Hillel, that you only have four, say that all four are to say the mitzvah l'ketchila, and however, you don't have even one source to say that one of them at least will be ma'akib. And maybe we should say that if you don't give any blood, b'diyevet after the fact, that there will be an atonement even without any gifts. And that says the Gemara, no, kapara bechdi, an atonement without any gifts of blood, lo ashkan, we don't find it anywhere. The primary kapara of a carbon is the blood, so therefore it has to be by default, although it says only four times, which that's the mitzvah, but one of those four will be telling us that's ma'akev b'diyevet, at least one. But again, we see this machlik is b'sham isil, where b'shami learns from these terminologies of kindness, the way it's read, which tells us six. Mesil is going after Yeshem L'Messiris, which is how it's written, which is only four, and therefore you only see one is Ma'akiv, whereas Bishami holds that at least two are Ma'akiv by a Karmachatz. Reb Shimon de Tanya, where do we find Reb Shimon holds that Yeshem L'Mikra? Like we learn in the following Braisa. Tanakama holds, Shtayim, the two walls of a Sukkah, have to be Kehil Chasin. Have to be, as the Halacha, they have to be full walls for the measurements of a Sukkah. not Bishlishis, but the third wall of the Sukkah, Afila Tefach, could even be the just a Tefach on its length, with a height of 10 Tefachim, which is the height of a Sukkah. Whereas Reb Shimon, I mean, he disagrees, he says, no, Shalosh Kilchas, and you have to have three valid walls for the measurements of a Sukkah, Revias Afila Tefach, and the fourth wall could be even a Tefach. Now explains the Gemara, but my Kamifiki, now what are they disagreeing about? This concept. Rabbanan Sabri Yashem L'Mesiris. Rabbanan say you go based on the primacy of how, the reason why it's called Mesiris is how it was given over to write the words in the Sefer Torah, where it's written chaser, it's written without the full reading. Whereas Reb Shimon Sabri Yashem L'Mikra, Reb Shimon says, no, we don't go based on how it's written. Even if it's written chaser, but if you read it, you pronounce it as if it's male, as if it's a plural, then that's how we're going to interpret it for halachic purposes. As the Gemara explains, Rabbanan Sabri Yashem L'Mesiris, they go based on the interpretation of how it's written. So it's written there in the Pesukim, Basukis, 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 but the first two are Basukas, Basukas, because it's without a Vav. So you can read it 1, 1, and 2, Harikan Arba. So you have a total of four walls. Now, Dalchad Krala Gufe, you can't not darshan the first usage of the word Sukkis, because that's coming to just tell us the basic halacha, not to tell us numbers. So Pashluklas. So you're left with three designations of the concept of Sukkah, which is for the walls of the Sukkah. Now, so you know you have to have three walls. Then, Asoy Hilcha, so then you have, as the Gemara there explains, that the halacha of mechitzas of walls are halacha l'meishah m'sinai. Now, one of the concepts, which is just a tradition given down to us from Moshe from Sinai, is that the last wall, we could diminish that wall, and that you don't have to have its full measurement. Which garasa l'shlisha, so since we have to have only have three walls, so then you diminish that third wall, v'kim ta tefach, and therefore that third wall only has to be a tefach, so two whole walls, and one wall that's a tefach. Rabbi Shimon Sava, however, Rabbi Shimon holds, although it's written chaser, but we read it in the plural. So it's basukois, basukois, basukois. 2, 2, 2, harikan shesh. So you have six references to the concept of sukkah. So dalchad karlu gufei. So you have to take away one pasuk, which just tells the halacha of the sukkah. So pashulu arba. So we're left with two basukoises, which 2 plus 2 is 4. Now, asoy hilchasogar rasul revius v'ukumea tefach. So the halacha mishmar sinai comes and says the last wall, which is the fourth wall, does not have to be the full measurement. It could be even just a tefach. But that's how you know you have to have three walls that are whole kilchasin. And the fourth wall tefach, because again, Reb Shimon's going with yesh'im l'mikra, in contrast to the Tanna Kamma holds yesh'im l'mesiris. Rebbe Kiva, where do we find he holds this concept of yesh'im l'mikra? The Tanna Kamma b'raisa. Kiva, he says, minayin l'revius dam. For where do we know regarding if a revius of, which is a certain measurement of liquid, in this case of blood, sheyatzim mishnei mesim, that comes out from two dead people, shemetama ba'oil, that it will convey tumma in the oil, meaning to say that there are certain tummas of oil where you're in the same covered area or you lean over that tumma of a mess, that you become tummy. So that halach applies to a revius of a dam of a mess. So on that, Rabbi Kiva adds on, how do you know that even if it's from two different mesim, a half revius from this one, a half revius from this one, that will also convey tumas oil? Like it says in Pasuk Yikra, al kol nafshais. Now, nafshais refers to the blood, because hadam hu banefesh, the Pasuk says. So when it says on every soul, it's a reference to the blood of a mess, of a dead person. Now, that's referring to revius, because that's the minimum measurement of the lifeblood of a person. His life can't have less than a revius. So therefore, without that amount of blood coming out of a person, since that's the chiyas, he won't be considered a mess until you have that amount to be considered a mess. Lo yove, a person is not allowed to come to. Which that teaches us, says Rabbi Kiva, shtei nefashes, because the word nafshes is said in the plural, so that sounds like from two people, that, and it says that mace, which tells us the amount of death, which is vishir echad, which is one measurement, which is that of revius. So you see, two dead people could create the halacha of mes of conveying tumasayil. Whereas Rabbanan, who disagreed with Rabbi Kiva, and they say that no, until you have the measurement of revius from one person, is because nafshas, it's chaser, it does not say with a vav, ksiv, that's how it's written, and therefore they hold again yesh'im l'mesiris, we go based on how it's written, not how it's read, and since it's written in the singular, you have to have the revius of dam from one mess to commit tumas ayil. So those were the five different opinions that Sidra Bitzchak Bar Yosef, Nimr Rabbi Yechanan, hold yesh'im l'mikra. Maskev l'Ravacha bar Yaakov, he says, Mi'ika delesli yeshim l'mikra? What? So you're saying that these five hold yeshim l'mikra, but their disputants hold yeshim l'mesayrus. Is that really so that there's anybody that would not agree to them that yeshim l'mikra, that the primary is how we read it? But Ritanya learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk says in Shemais, it says, Le'savashal gadi, a person allowed to cook a kid goat, meaning meat, b'chalev imay, in the milk of its mother. Now, yachal b'chalev imay. You would think that the way you read it, the way it's written at least, is b'chalev imay, meaning you now cook a piece of meat in its mother's fats. But b'chalev, but in milk, that you would be able to cook meat and milk. So as we continue to Amud Beis, Yamrit Yeshim LeMikra. Obviously then, since no one disagrees that to be able to cook meat and milk, obviously everyone says that because you go based on how our Messiah is, how you read it. Because if there was a disagreement, then people would say that you darshan the pasuk how it's written, not how it's read. Then how do we know that Buster B'chalav is forbidden? Maybe it's only Buster B'chalav. Maybe you're not allowed to cook meat with fat. Who said, you know, I'll cook meat with milk? Obviously, because everyone agrees that we go based on how it's read, not how it's written. So Ella rather says, the Gemara, you're right, the Kuli Alma Yashem L'mikra, everyone agrees that the primacy is how that it's read. So then we go back to the original assumption of what we had started on the previous stuff. So V'Rebbe V'Rabbanan B'Hokim Yofiki. So then what do Rebbe, who he said that you have to have five judges, and the Rabbanan would say you have to have three judges. So originally we said that they disagree regarding Yeshem L'Mikra or Yeshem L'Mesiris. That Rebbe held that you go based on how it's read, and Yarshion is plural, and you compare the Elikim Delamata to Elikim Delamala, which is four plus to make it an odd number, it's five. Whereas Rabbanan say, no, Yarshion, it's written singular, but now we're saying everyone holds Yeshem L'Mikra. So says the Gemara that the Machlekes is as follows. Rebbe Savar Yershiun Elikim, when the Pasuk says that the judges will implicate him, will find him guilty, Achrini, it's other judges besides the Elikim that was said earlier. Meaning you need to have these two, and then you have that the other Elikim that it says there. So since it's saying that you need Elikim, which is its own element, which is plural of Yershiun, and then you compare it to the other Elikim, which is going to make it 4 plus 1 is 5. But Rabban and Savri, although they agree that Yarshion is plural because you go Yeshem L'Mikra, but they hold Yarshion, the plural of Yarshion, is Dehayich, is going on the Elikim that it said earlier, and Vahai and the Elikim that it says over here. So everyone agrees that yet Yarshion is going to be plural. But what's the plural going on? Rebbe holds the plural is going on only this Elikim, because this is different Elikim than the earlier Elikim. So this Elikim is plural 2, so you compare it to the previous Elikim, which are others, which is also 2, and therefore you have 2 plus 2 is 4 plus 1 is 5. The Rabban, although they agree that Yarshin is plural, but it's going on both Elikims, meaning Yarshin of this Elikim and the earlier Elikim, which each one is 1, they both, because two judges, will make them Yarshin, which will incriminate the person, which since you can't have an equal amount, you add another one, which makes it into 3. But really, everyone agrees, Yeshem L'Mikra. Now, based on this, now the Gemara has to rewrite the whole Lamed Aleph, because we were learning up until now all these five Tanoim that the disputants were if Yeshem L'Mikra, Yeshem L'Mesiris. Now we're saying everyone agrees Yeshem L'Mikra. So what's with all the disputants? So explains the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda ben Royitz, who he said that he holds Yeshem L'Mikra, Loi Pligi Rabban Aleph. You're right, no one disagrees with him. It wasn't that he held Yeshem L'Mikra and that other ones were saying, no, there's Yeshem L'Mesiris and you should read it for Shivim. It's just that we know because you're comparing Zachar to Nekeva. No, everyone agrees to him. So no one's disagreeing Yeshem L'Mikra. So to Beis Hill, although originally we had said that he's holding Yeshem L'Mesiris, and that's how we explained, although there's going to be only four, that's how it's going to come out that you only have one La'akiv, and that says the Gemara, no, actually, Beis Hill's opinion, he holds Yeshem L'Mikra, but he learns that you only need one Matanis Dam by Karmel Chatas from a different source, the Tanakh learned the Braisa. V'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper. Meaning it says by the Sar of the Nasi, and the Seira, the shigot by a yachid, by an individual, and the kivsa, the yachid, and the by a different carbon, by a keves, by an individual. These are written, these words v'chiper in Sefer Yikra and Perek Dalet. Now, the implication would be that v'chiper sounds like that it would be enough just with one atonement, as we're going to explain. How does Beis Hill know this, that a karban chatas is enough with just one matnas dam? So explains the Braisa, it was required to write this word v'chiper 3 times. Why? Memnei hadin. Because had we not written this word v'chiper 3 times, then I would have brought, based on logic, that actually all the matanis of a Karma Chatzis, which are four gifts of blood on the Mizbeach, that they would all be Ma'akev and you would have to have all four of them. Now, but however, immediately the Braiser responds back to itself and says, but V'haloi Dinu, to the contrary, logic would dictate that the Dalad Matonis of a Karma Chatzis would not be Ma'akev. And therefore the Braiser is asking on itself, why do I need the Sukkim of the Keeper to come to include and say that no, it would be enough with one Matonis Dam? Logic would dictate that it would not be Ma'akev. As the Braiser explains why that would be. Because Nemar Dam Lamatam, it says the halachas in Sefer V'Yikra of the gifts of blood beneath what's called the Chuta Sikra. There was a string that went around a certain space in the middle of the Mizbeach, that beneath that area where we would throw the blood of a Karban Oilo, a Karban Shlam, a Karban Ashim, V'Nemar Dam Lamala. And then it also has certain halachas that you have to throw certain bloods above that Chuta Sikra, which is this red string, which is the blood of the Chatzis Behema, where it says that it has to be on the karnis, on the corners, which that's on the top part of the Mizbeach. So you make the following comparison. Ma dam hamorun mata, just like the blood that's put beneath the Chutah Sikra, shenesana b'matana achas keeper, that if it's given in one gift of blood, it will be an atonement, because even we said, even according to Bishamai on Noman Aleph, he agrees by other kabbanis, the Pasuk says, v'dam z'v'chachei shafach, that it's enough even with one matnas dam b'diavet. So avdam hamur lamala. So we make the comparison and we say just like the blood on the top, or karmachatas, shanasna b'matana achas keeper, that if you do with one blood, it's enough. So why do you need to tell me a limut to say the one is enough? Because I would have thought four would be ma'akev. To the contrary, logic would dictate that you only need one, and I wouldn't think you need to have all four to be ma'akev. Oh, but then the Braiser says no, because oiklachl derchzu, because you could actually go a different route. Nemadam b'chutz. It says the laws of giving the bloods on the outer mizbeach. The nemadam b'fnim, and it also has halachas of putting the bloods of an animal's carbon on the inner mizbeach, inside what's called the mizbeach hazav. Now madam hamor b'fnim, just like the blood of the karbanis that are put on the inner mizbeach, which are called the chatois hapanimias, the carbon chatis is brought in the inside, which is the parkoin mashiach. When the Kohen Mashiach makes an error in halacha, or the Par Helam Dava, when the Tzibur makes a mistake in halacha, where there you need to have seven sprayings on the Pareches and on the Mizbeach Hazav, the golden altar, where there the Mishnah teaches us clearly the Matana Achas Men Makavas, that even missing one Matana's Dam will be Ma'akev, as the Mishnah teaches in Ezim Mekayim in the Mesech Dezvachim. And it's learned out from Sukkim and Akayim Etz Rabbe, Menachas Tav Chav Zayin Men Aleph, where it says, Va'asa Kasha Asa, what does it teach when it repeats it two times Azoy? It's to say that if Chisar Achas Mi Matanas, if you miss out even one of the gifts of the Dam, Lo Yasa V'lokom, you haven't done anything. So avdam amur mechutz. So then you say the same thing is regarding the bloods that are put on the outside of the mizbeach, where there is a karmachatas, here it's also a karmachatas. Chisa achas mimatanas lo yasuklum. So if you're missing out one of the matnas dam, you haven't done anything. So it's not so logical to say that you wouldn't need all of them. Maybe you would say that you would need all of them. Now, so says the Braiser. So nira le midayim. Let's see which one it's more similar to. Which one should you think you compare it to? The top of the outer mizbeach to the bottom of the outer mizbeach, or from the karbanas inside to the karbanas outside? As the Braiser elaborates, do you say donin chutz michutz? Do you say, well, we learn out the karbanas that the blood is put on the outer mizbeach from those that are brought on the outer mizbeach, which are those that are on the top of the chutas sikra, which are karban chatas, from those in the bottom of chutas sikra, which like is by karban asham, and therefore it would not be ma'akiv. And they ain't done the chutz mipnim, and you don't learn out the karmachatas that's on the outside from that which is brought on the inner mizbeach. Or maybe you go the other way. Donin chatas, maybe you should learn the laws of a karmachatas, which it says regarding it that it requires vidal kronos, that initially it says it has to have the four corners. Mechatas, from the karmachatois that are brought on the panimius from the inside, which are also karbanas chatas, and there also the pasuk says v'arba karanas, that also requires the four corners of the mizbeach keteres tesamim, which is the golden altar in the inside. And therefore v'al yechir zeh, and therefore you should not prove from, let's say, the blood of a karban asham, which is brought beneath the Chutah Sikra, she'en chatas, which A, it's not a karma chatas, and B, vidal karnas, it does not require the four corners, rather saviv, which is around, but not all four corners. So therefore, we don't really know. We wouldn't know which one is yes or not. So that's why Tamalayma, that's why the Braiser says, that's what we need to learn from the Pasuk. V'chiper, 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 has to say the word v'chiper three times in the context of karbonas chatas hachitzainim. Again, one by Asara Nasi, one by the Seer of the Yachid, and one by the Kivs of the Yachid. Why? Again, because as we said, because based on the logic, we would have thought to say that all four would be ma'akev, because we would learn it off from the Chatois HaPanimius. And that's what the Pasuk teaches, keeper, when it says one-time atonement, comes to tell you, afa pish le'nos ne'lish leish, it's diminishing from four, no, even if you give only three. When it says the second time keeper that there's an atonement, Afa Pishlay Nosan Elish time, even if you don't give only two matanis dam. And when it says keeper the third time, Afa Pishlay Nosan Elachas, even if you only do one, that's where Beis Hillel knows the halacha that by Karban Chatzis HaChetzenis, it's enough to have just one. But again, not because he holds Yeshem LeMisayris and that he disagrees with Beis Shammai, as we said in Amud Aleph, that he agrees to Yeshem LeMikra, but he's learning from a different source that even if he holds Yeshem LeMikra, that you only need to have one Matnas Dam, but the Evet to be Ma'akiv by Chatois HaChetzenius. Now the Gemara continues with the next opinion mentioned in Amud Aleph, which was Reb Shimon Rabbanan, their machlokes that he had regarding basukas, how many walls do you need to have in a sukkah that are kilchasan, and which is the one that can be made even a tefach. So now the Gemara says, according to our new understanding, everyone agrees yesh im lemikra, that the primacy is for regarding how it's pronounced. So you have six terms used for sukkahs, basukas. But you can't use the first one that has two, because that's one that's to be used for the concept of the mitzvah of sukkah itself. So you're left with two plural basukas, which is for a total of four. But, b'ha pligis, regarding this concept that is their machlekes. Reb Shimon Savar Schachale Be'akra. Reb Shimon holds that you don't need a special utilization of one of the words to tell us that you need to have schach, which is the covering of the sukkah. Rabbanan Savar Schachale Be'akra, whereas the Rabbanan hold that no, you need to have one of the terms used to tell us that you need to have schach. So, therefore, the Rabbanan are going to hold now you're down to three walls, because you had six. The first one, basukas, tells us there's a mitzvah sukkah, down to four. Then you have to use that fourth term to tell us that you need to have schach, so you're down to three. Now that third one, the halacha mesh mezina, tells us that only has to be a tefach. Whereas Reb Shimon holds that, no, you don't need to have a special pasuk. One of the quantum over there is not coming to tell you that you need to have schach, because from the first pasuk, which tells us that there's a mitzvah of sukkah, that tells us that you need to have schach, because without schach, it's not called a sukkah. So by default, the first one already that tells us you need a sukkah already includes schach. So you're left with four, which teaches us that there's going to be this mitzvah of four walls, and then Halacha Mishmizina says that the fourth wall can be even a tefach. But really, everyone agrees, yesh im lemikra. And continuing on, the last machlokes, Rebbe Kiva Rabbanan, b'ha pligi, yes, everyone agrees, yesh im lemikra. So what is their machlokes? Rebbe Kiva Sabar Nafshis Tarti Mashma. Regarding the halacha, could you have the revius of dam to make tumas oil from two mesim like Rebbe Kiva or not? Rebbe Kiva holds when it says I'll call Nafshis Mes. Nafshis is plural. It sounds like it could even be coming from two dead people. Rabbanan Savri, although yes, they agree that although it's written Nafshas, which is singular, but we don't go Yeshem L'Maseres. We go Yeshem L'Mikra, which is plural. But they hold Nafshis the Alma Mashma. It's not going on two specific mason, it's talking about in the general context. Meaning, of course, it has to come from one dead person. But what the pasuk is saying is that regarding any one of dead people that there are in the world, which from him comes revius dam, that's where loyalva, you can't come into the same oil as that dead person. So therefore, we have now resolved, as we explained, that obviously everyone holds Yashem Lemikra, as we had asked from Basa B'chalav, which obviously the primacy is given for the how it's pronounced. And we explained why really everyone agrees Yashim Lemikr. And that has to Gemar Udukol Alma Yashim Lemikr. But is it true how we now, our newly revised understanding, that everyone holds that we do give primacy for how it's pronounced? But Vatanya learned in the following Bryce, and not like that. It says in the parashas of Tefillin, it says L'Taitafis, 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 which mentions Tefillin three times. In the parashah of Shema, the parashah of Kiviyacha, where those two places says L'Taitafis Chaser, meaning without a Vav, which could be read L'Taitafas, meaning singular. But in the parashah of Ha'im Shema, it says L'Taitafis Mole, meaning in the plural, it's written out with a Vav. So Harekan Arba says this first opinion, Divri Rebbe Yishmol. He says, that tells us that there's four different batim, different casings of that there are for the Tefillin Shel Reish. In contrast to Tefillin Shel Yad, all the parashas are in one bias, one grouping. Whereas the Tefillin Shel Reish, as we see on the outside of it, is cut into four different groupings. And obviously Rebbe Yishmol is going with Yesh Eim L'Misayris, because he's going based on how it's written. It's pronounced plural, all of them. Taitavis, taitavis, taitavis. But he doesn't learn like that. He says, two of them are written chaser, which is one and one, and one of them is written plural, which is two, which is four. That teaches the halacha of that has to be four batim. Which Rebbe Kiva, I mean, he learns that from somewhere else. He says, no, ain't it tzarech, you don't have to learn it out from litaitavis, litaitavis, litaitavis. He says, the word itself indicates that there has to be four batim. Because the word taitavis is comprised of two words. Tat, fas. Tat bekaspi, the word tat in this place, kaspi, when they want to say shtayim, two, they say tat. and pas ba'afriki, this word pas in Afriki, which is also the name of a place, then when they call the shtayim, it also means two. So that's how you know teitaf is tatfas, it means 2 plus 2, which is 4. But one thing we see is that according to Bishmol, he does not say yeshem lemikra, and therefore he knows it's 4 because he's going yeshem lemesiris. So Ella rather says the Gemara, you're right, lo'ilam pligi. Truth is, there is a machlekes. Not everyone agrees yeshem lemikra, some hold yeshem lemesiris. And therefore, like we did say on the Manalf, could be that they do disagree, all those different opinions with those 5 tanam that we mentioned, hold yeshem lemikra. But then the question then becomes, but we had asked a question, which is why we revised it, and we said, but then what do we do with bas b'chalav? Bas b'chalav, everyone agrees it's b'chalev imoy, and not b'chalev imoy, that it's milk and not fat. How do we know that? So we thought, to prove from the yeshem lemikra, says the Gemara, no. Because v'hani miliki pligi, when is there a machlokes of yeshem lemikra, yeshem lemisayris? That's hecha deshonei krom emisayris. That's where the recital is different from how the misayris, how it's written. Meaning, the letters of how it's pronounced are more than the words of how they're written. In other words, when you have taitafais, basukis, karnais, where you could say from the fact that it changes, there most definitely then it's up for machlaikas regarding so what's primary, how it's written or how it's pronounced. Because it's written different than how it's pronounced. Pronounced is pronounced with a vav. It's written without a vav. So that's where the machlaikas is, yeshem lemikir, yeshem lemesiris. Aval hai, chalav v'chelev, the chihadodi ninu, where there, if you're going to read it how it's read, or if you're going to darshan how it's written, which could be chalev, and whereas if it's read chalev, which is milk, there, since the word anyway is going to be written the same way, there everyone agrees yeshem lemikra. And then we give primacy for how it's pronounced, which is chalav, meaning chalev imoy. There no one's going to disagree and say it's fat. We're going to say based on our messiah of how it's pronounced. But the Gemara asks on this. But still, v'harei, but there's a pasuk in Shemais, in Perich of Gimel pasuk Yitzayin, that says, Shalosh pa'am bashana, 3 times a year, Yeroh kol zechurcha, that your males should be seen, as penei ha'odin Hashem, the face of Hashem, their Lord. Now, it could, the way it's written, you would read it Yira, because that's the more simple, straightforward pronunciation of the word, Yud Resh Aleph Hei. Yira, that should see. Now, at the same time, it's pronounced Yeroeh, should be seen. Not to see, but to be seen. With Chia Dodi Ninu, there, the way it's written and the way it's pronounced, which are different words, but they're spelled the same way. And still a pligi, still we see there's a machlekes, which disregards what we just said before, in regards to Cholav and Chalev, which are also written the same when we said everyone agrees Yeshem Lemikra. Here we see clearly that there are those who still say Yeshem Lemisiris, that there's still a primacy given for how it's written. To try like learn the brisa, Yechonon ben Davoy Omer Rishum Reb Yehuda ben Tema. He says Hasuma ba'achas me'enav. If someone is blind in one of his 2 eyes, patim in riyah, he's exempt from this halacha, this mitzvah of 3 times a year going to pilgrimage up to the Beis Hamikdash. Shenema, because it says in the pasuk Yira. Now, but we pronounce it as we said Yeroeh. Now, what we see from Reb Yehuda ben Tema, what he's saying is that we actually expound both words. We expound Yira kol zechurcha, that all your males should see, meaning that they should see the face of the Divine Presence when they come to the Beis HaMikdash. But it's also understood in Yeroeh, that they should also be seen in front of Him, meaning that Hashem comes to see them. So we're comparing your seeing to Hashem seeing. What is that saying? Kederach Shabbat, just like when Hashem comes lirois to see you, Kach bo le'ro'ois, that's how you should be seen to Him. What does that mean? Mal le'ro'is b'shtei einav, just like when Hashem sees you, is with His 2 eyes complete, although it's obviously anthropomorphic, there's no such, Hashem doesn't have physical eyes, but the Torah talks like that in Devarim Yud Aleph, eini Hashem alekecha bo me'reishis, that these are the eyes of Hashem. So when Hashem sees you, it's complete. Af le'ro'ois, so too when you come to see Him, when you come to be seen by Him, is b'shtei einav, is by your 2 eyes. So obviously that we do, although that when the words are the same, it's yira or yirod, spelled the same way, that still we expound the mesorotaic, meaning that how it was written, and we expound the word yira, even though it's the same spelled, and we're not just expounding the mikra of yira'eh, we do expound how it's written, which is yira. So therefore says the Gemara, so if that's the case, then even by basa b'chalav, that loisa basa gadi b'chalev imoy, who's going to tell us that we should expound it chalev imoy? B'chalev meaning in Chalav, maybe it's Chelev Imoy, which is how it is written, because we see, we expound how a word is written, that's how we get the drasha of that a person should have, if he's blind to one eye, doesn't have the mitzvah of Ria, and that's only because we darshan the Messiah, how it's written. So how do we understand if there is this disagreement and some hold Yeshayim the Messiah, even when the word is written the same way, then how do we know, Basa B'chalav, and we don't, no one disagrees, that it's who said you can't cook meat with milk, maybe you just can't cook meat with fat. So that answers the Gemara, Ela Omer of Acha B'Ridav Ika, a different resolution. You're right, there are those old Yeshayim the Messiah, and even if it's written the same way, that you'll still go based and darshan how it's written. So how do we understand that everyone agrees to basa b'chalav and not basa b'chalav? It's because Amakra, the pasuk says, lo yisavash l'gadi. You should not cook the kid goat meat with ches lamed veis. Now what's that referring to? It's telling you derech bishul asra Torah. The Torah is forbidding the cooking of the meat with this ches lamed veis in a form of cooking. Now that must mean chalav milk, because milk is a liquid like water, and that's called cooking. But if it was with fat, that wouldn't be cooking, that would be called frying. And that's how we know that it's b'chalev imay, meaning with the milk, and not b'chalev imay, not with the fats. And yeah, not because of that tells us Yashem l'mikra, could be Yashem l'mesayris, but here it has to be from the context of Savashal, that it's b'chalev and not b'chalev, that it's with milk and not with fat.